Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Just have a few minutes here with our friend Ashley Banfield, who you see at 9 o'clock on News Nation doing the show Banfield. And what you were talking about, was that last night that I was watching, Ashley, about Brittany Griner?
It was last night. It was our story about the news that's broken. The administration's looking at doing a prisoner swap for Brittany Griner, the basketball star.
So we give them who to get Brittany Griner out of some prison cell in Russia?
There's the big question. This isn't new, right? We do prisoner swaps all the time. We want to get our guys, our girls back. But sometimes you really have to look at the value of the assets that you're trading. And this time, the person they're considering trading is a guy named Victor Boot. And if you don't recognize that name, you might recognize his other name, his nom de guerre, which is the Merchant of Death. And yes, you should be worried.
He's an arms dealer?
He's a big arms dealer. He's been dealing in arms for over 30 years. He basically is the guy who has funded most of the death and war in Africa. He also, not just in Africa, in 08 was arrested in Thailand because he sold hundreds of surface-to-air missiles, thousands of assault rifles, and those weapons were destined to kill American pilots. So he is a very, very dangerous man. He is a very special asset for Putin. Putin has made no secret how much he wants him back. He is going to the mat to get Victor Boot back. He's been locked up in America for 14 years, and he was sentenced to 25. But, you know, this is something that Americans really need to consider. Of course, we want Brittany Griner back. We think she's there on trumped up charges. We think that this, you know, couple of cartridges with hash in them may be false, right? This may be something that's called trade bait. Think about that for a minute. Just grab any American and then start using that American to trade for Russian prisoners. But we've really got to decide, is this the thing that we want to do to get someone back, release someone who could put thousands more lives in jeopardy, possibly American lives?
Brittany Griner is a WNBA player. She's one of the best and best known women basketball players in the world. She's an American. She was over there in Russia. They said they found some cannabis oil on her. It's an illegal drug to have recreationally in Russia. So they arrest her. Yeah, I never thought that maybe the charges were trumped up. I thought maybe she had her stuff with her, you big dummy. But it almost doesn't matter. She's in jail. And for whatever reason, should we trade this Merchant of Death, as you say, for her? It's a terrible chess game to play, but I would say no, which doesn't say anything about her. It just means that's not fair to anybody.
It feels lopsided, I know, and we have had really, really lopsided trades in the past that have really come back to bite us, John. I mean, just remember back to President Trump's decision in February of 2020. He negotiated the release of 5,000 Taliban prisoners. And the exchange there was 5-1, 1,000 Afghan prisoners. So 5,000 bad Taliban prisoners, 1,000 Afghan prisoners. He makes that trade happen. And what happens, you know, not long afterwards? 13 U.S. service members are murdered in that attack at the Kabul airport when we're trying to pull all of our people out in the debauched escape from Afghanistan, right? So that was only a year later. And I think it's fair to say it's more than likely that among those 5,000 Taliban prisoners were people that could have been involved in orchestrating that.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. So how serious is the administration about releasing this guy who is being held in Illinois, right? Is he in an Illinois jail?
He is. This is a good question. I wish I were a fly on the wall of these discussions. And of course, the Griner family is desperate to get their daughter back, as is Paul Whelan's family. There's somebody who's been stuck for about 3.5 years. He's, he's a former, not a former, but he's a Marine veteran, and he's stuck in a Russian jail as well. And a lot of people say, well, what about, two of the Americans for this one really deadly merchant of death. And then you have to debate even if that's fair, right? If, is that still lopsided? But if you're the Griner family, you want, you know, anything, anything to get your, you know, your loved one back. And we would all feel the same if that was our person.
Oh, for sure. And
there's also the other debate, right? When Bo Bergdahl was traded for five Guantanamo, really bad guys by President Obama, there was an uproar there as well, because Bo Bergdahl, yes, was a U.S. service member, but he had wandered off the base in Afghanistan himself. He had gone AWOL himself and then gotten captured and was, you know, stuck for 5 years in an Afghan cell. And a lot of people said, you know, they were angry about that because they thought he had caused that, and he had also created a grave danger for his fellow service members who had to go out looking for him. There's also the notion that the State Department released a security alert, you know, many days before Griner was grabbed. And it was, you know, we're at level four, do not travel to Russia. Do not go. But Griner lived there. She was playing there. That was her job. She was in a league in Russia. So this wasn't, you know, I'm going to go and have a little vacation in Russia. She was on her way home. And I think the other thing, when you think about whether her charges are fake or trumped up, or whether she got accidentally caught with her stash, she's not an idiot. She lived there. She'd been going back and forth, you know, and she knew the laws there. So I tend to think that someone like that wouldn't be so cavalier about having
it. Although, yeah. Boy, you just wonder about the timing. Maybe she should have got out of Dodge before.
I would have.
Before she was arrested, regardless of the legitimacy of the charges. It was a fascinating story last night on Banfield. Hey, Ashley, you got to go. I do, too. What are you going to do tonight? What's the A topic?
You know what? We're meeting in about 32 minutes to set the rundown. But, of course, it's primary night tonight, so we're going to be touching on that. That's critical. There's a lot of really interesting stories that are percolating today, though, I got to say. And this is the hardest part of my job. You know, going through the menu and figuring out how I can fit them all into an hour. And that is really hard. But some of them you just know. You know, right away we know that the primaries will be in there. But there's another golf scandal, too. Did you hear about this? Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson leaving the PGA to go and play for the Saudis? That one just gets me.
We're going to talk about that on this show, too. And I said to Andy Mazur, our sports guy here today, how much money are these guys going to get? Because they're names that you know already have made millions. He said the money's insane. It's like a $25 million purse. They're going to open in London. But really, guys? I mean, wow.
Well, hang on. If you're Dustin Johnson, you're only 37, right? And if you want to spend time with your family and get yourself launched, you can do that. And how about the word that Tiger Woods was offered $1 billion by the Saudis? And he said no. Like, that I can't believe.
Greg Norman, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas. I'm thinking of some of the names associated with this thing. This story is more than a golf story. It's good to talk to you, Ashley. Have a great show tonight.
You too. Take care, John.
That's Banfield, 9 o'clock on News Nation.